If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is an Understanding the Lyrics episode. Now, have you seen the 1978 musical film Grease, starring Olivia Newton-John and of course John Travolta, maybe the most famous musical of all time? Well, today we're going to be looking at the lyrics to one of its, if not its most famous song, You're the One That I Want, which was a huge hit as well as being the main song, I would say, of the musical. And really, it's the finale of the movie where the two characters, Sandy and Danny, make some changes, some adjustments to their lifestyles and how they appear. So that they can be happy with each other, basically. If you haven't seen the film, then I'm still sure that you know this song. So let's go through the lyrics. There are five bits of vocabulary that we will be looking at, so pay attention to that. So it starts with John Travolta singing, "I got chills, they're multiplying." So chills, if you have got chills, well, this is referring to feeling very, very cold. Often you have chills if you're sick, for example. So I got chills because he sees Sandy, Olivia Newton-John, dressed in a completely different way to how she usually dresses. So he's got chills. So I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control because the power you're supplying, it's electrifying. And then the next part, which is called the bridge, where Sandy sings, "You better shape up, because I need a man, and my heart is set on you." So let's look at a couple of things there. The first line, "You better shape up." Well, if you say "you better," then it means you really have to, or you should do something. And to shape up means to improve your behavior or performance to the required standard. So you better shape up. You really should improve. You have to improve. You better shape up because I need a man and my heart is set on you. To be set on something or to be set on someone is to have made a decision with no chance of changing it. So if you're set on something, then you're not going to change your mind. It continues, "You better shape up, you better understand." So there we have "you better" again, "you have to," "you should," "you better understand." "To my heart, I must be true, nothing left for me to do." And then the chorus, "You're the one that I want, you are the one I want." And it continues like that. Okay, on to the next verse. "If you're filled with affection, you're too shy to convey. Meditate in my direction. Feel your way." Okay, let's have a look at a couple of things there. So if you're filled with affection, so you have a lot of affection for me in this case, you're too shy to convey. To convey means to show or to present. Meditate in my direction. Feel your way. Well, this is directed at someone who maybe is unable to communicate the traditional way. So he's being invited to feel, so to use different senses to communicate. And then back to the bridge and the chorus, "You better shape up because I need a man who can keep me satisfied." And then John Travolta sings, "I better shape up if I'm gonna prove that my faith is justified." And notice that he sings, "I'm gonna prove." And this is the short version of "going to." So, "I'm gonna prove." that my faith is justified. That's what she sings, and that my faith is justified. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure, down deep inside. And then the chorus, you're the one that I want. And that is You're the One That I Want by, well, it's Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta from the soundtrack of Grease. And now I'm sure you're going to go straight to your favourite music streaming service and listen to this song, unless you hate the song and hate the musical, in which case I recommend that you send me a message to say which songs you would like me to talk about on these podcasts. You can go to my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. All the contact details are there. And you can also contact me if you're interested in taking some English classes with me online. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans, dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible, en une minute, à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.